after the Almanya Heshmei Rabbah, then the Chazan lists either 7 or 8 words praising Hashem. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yisparar, v'yisramam, v'yisnasei, v'yishadar, v'yishalev, v'yishalal. So that's 8 words. There's actually a debate as to whether the last of the words should be mentioned, v'yishalal, may Hashem be praised. The Vilna Gaon says, no, we should only say 7 words. We leave out v'yishalal because you were supposed to recite 7 words to correspond to the 7 heavens, and this refers to the 7 levels of holiness separating us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we hope when we say these 7 words that Hashem's greatness can be recognized through the different heavens, through the different layers separating us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that His holiness will be apparent even on earth. That's the Vilna Gaon's position. The truth is, the Manhig, citing Rav Avraham Gaon, says that we were previously talked about the opinion, one of the customs that when we say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, we say Lolam Olamel Maya Yisparach. So Yisparach is connected to Lolam Olamel Maya. If you hold like that, then you don't start the 7 words from Yisparach. You start from the next word. And then Yishalal is the 7th word. So there are different customs. Again, do you say the word Yishalal? Do you not say the Yishalal? And again, it's based on this idea of numbers of words and connection to Hashem that we achieve when we praise Hashem, and the Chazan praises Hashem in all these different ways, in all these different fashions.